From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Well, today is International Museum Day, and this coming weekend, Boise Museums are teaming up for a day of celebrating all of the cultural attractions in our area. So joining us to talk more about this are Cindy Bush with the City of Boise and Annie Gavica with the Bass Museum. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks so much for having us, Gemma.
Hi, thank you.
So, Cindy, can I start with you? Explain to us what International Museum Day is.
Yes, this is an annual day that occurs internationally where over 158 countries kind of celebrate museums. And this year, the theme is the power of museums. So museums have the power to transform the world around us. And we are building on that theme this year locally.
And Cindy, we actually have the Boise Museum Association that people may not be aware of. Talk to us about this.
That's correct. So the Boise Museum Association is a consortium of about 15 local museums, and we work together to connect and promote the rich cultural assets that Boise has to offer. Each year, we join forces and put on this local event in conjunction with International Museum Day.
And Annie, I want to bring you into the conversation. You're with the Basque Museum. This is right in the Basque block of Boise. We've had a lot of folks move into the area in the last few years and may not be aware of the rich and deep heritage that the Basque community has here in our area. Can you speak on that?
Sure. In a very short, the Basques are from an area between Spain and France in the Pyrenees Mountains. And throughout from about the late 1800s to the mid 1950s, they started immigrating to the Western United States and to work primarily. And then that meant in agriculture. And so for us in Idaho, we had a huge group that came to the Treasure Valley area specifically. And since then have established themselves, had cultural groups, we have restaurants here associated with the Basque culture, a museum, a Basque language preschool, so on and so forth. So we have quite a rich Basque culture here in the Treasure Valley area.
You really do. And I mean, I know a lot of people may be aware of, you know, the Basque Museum itself right on the Basque block, but there's so much more as well. And in the sense of, what is it? That was a boarding house, right? One of the original boarding houses right next to the Basque Museum.
Yes, the little tiny brick building, right, kind of hidden on the Basque block a little bit, was a boarding house. It was built in 1864, so it's the oldest brick residence in the area. But it was turned into a Basque boarding house in the early 1900s. As such, there were approximately 50 Basque boarding houses in the Boise area throughout about a 60-year period. And because of that, the museum started there. The building was saved by Adelia Simplot, and that's where we opened the Basque Museum in 1985. We've since outgrown it and are now in the adjacent buildings as well, and have galleries as well as the redone boarding house. So one can kind of experience what it was like to be in a Basque boarding house in the early 1900s.
Well, and one of the things that I've done the tours of the Basque Museum and the Basque Block, and I never get it right, but it's basically a handball court that's in a basement of one of those buildings that is always, I think, such a surprise because it's still used today as well.
Yes, it is, and that's actually where my office is. As I said, we're slowly growing out of our spaces, and so we are we have some office space in the Anduisa Frontón building. Is what it is called, right between Bar Guernica, delicious little restaurant, and the actual museum. And when you walk in, you wouldn't anticipate to see kind of a basement area that is huge, approximately 120 feet long and about 70 feet high. And it's to hold traditional Basque sports called pala or pilota or handball. And yeah, people play there 2 to 3 times a week still. We have leagues that compete throughout the year, and it's still part of continuing the culture, just in a very unique way.
And Cindy, so the celebration that will be going on for International Museum Day here in Boise will happen this weekend, right on the Basque Block. So, talk to us a little bit about the event and what offerings will be there.
Right. This Sunday from noon until 4 p.m., we're going to have 14 different museums represented on the Basque Block, each of them bringing a different activity for families and individuals to participate in. And the event is free, as is the Basque Museum and Cultural Center for the day. And there's a lot of different activities occurring. There's a little bit of something for everyone. Additionally, there's going to be some food and beverage available to purchase from the Basque Block restaurants. There'll be live music and entertainment. And just a lot of activities that day.
And it's free to the public, correct?
Right. It is free. Some of the museums will be bringing some samplings from their gift shops as well. So you may want to bring some money for that. But we would love to share some of the activities that will be happening that day at each of the booths.
Yeah. Give me a sampling of one or two things.
Sounds good. The Discovery Center is going to be promoting the Sioux exhibit returning to the museum. So they'll have a dinosaur dig. The MK Nature Center is bringing some wildlife touch table components such as wolves, skunks, otters, and other animals. There'll be a live raptor from the Peregrine Fund's World Center for Birds of Prey. Museum of Mining and Geology will bring some rocks and fossils. We've got Idaho State Museum. They'll have a pop-up store and then some hands-on artifacts and coloring sheets. So yeah, there's a lot to do that day.
You know, it's so fascinating because when you mentioned 15 museums, I think people might be surprised by that number, but there's so much culture in all of these museums. I mean, I'm one of those moms that drags my kids to museums wherever we go. They're not really appreciative of it. But with that said, Cindy, why are museums so important? Not just from a global standpoint, but within our own local community.
Yeah, they tell such a rich story of our history and our culture and our natural resources. And so they're a fantastic way to kind of immerse yourself in an experience in a way that just couldn't happen in a textbook or by reading the material. It really appeals to all emotions and it becomes a intergenerational learning opportunity. Mm-hmm. So it's just a fantastic way to get to know your local community.
And really quickly, Annie, what about you? I mean, what do you love about being able to share the Basque history with our community?
We loved sharing all parts of the Basque culture with the community, both here and far away as well, because it is such a unique aspect of Boise. It's the only Basque block in the United States, the only Basque museum in the United States. We have a unique opportunity to educate everyone on the culture. It's a very social culture, so we enjoy getting together and sharing food and drink, music, dance, and sports too. So it's just another opportunity for us to share that with the Treasure Valley areas, especially these years when there's so many new people in the area.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank both of you for talking with us today. We've been talking with Cindy Bush with the City of Boise and Annie Gavica with the Wet Basque Museum, talking about International Museum Day. It is officially today, but in Boise, a big celebration coming this Sunday, May 22nd, from noon to 4 p.m. on the Basque Block. It will be free to the public and very family friendly. Thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Gemma.
Absolutely. Coming up at noon on Idaho Matters tomorrow, the Apollo missions put just a few men on the moon. But to get there, it took thousands of people working behind the scenes to make it happen. We will find out more about them and also on tomorrow's program, a special wildland firefighting unit that's been training in Boise. That's all coming up tomorrow on Idaho Matters. I want to thank all of you for joining us today. Our senior producer is Samantha Wright. Our assistant producer is Hannah Gardosky. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.